hit the start button. I don't even know if our level's good. Give me a test.
Hello.
Yeah, yours is real good. Joe?
Sometimes dead is better.
Hey, everybody. Joe, Shags, jump in. Help me with this intro. Welcome to episode 89.
Scary as fuck.
Scary as fuck. Is that too loud? Should I turn it down? Ladies and gentlemen, even though you won't be hearing this show live, because, you know, it's a podcast, we're running real late today, and it's my fault, because I'm an old senile fart. So, big ups to Joe and Shag, Shags and Joe, because you know what? Without them, you know what this podcast would be? Shit.
Welcome, everyone, to Just Be Cousins.
One, two, three.
Recorded in the dead of night because we couldn't get our shit together.
No, there's no we. It's me. I lost a freaking cord. A freaking USB cable. What the... Ever-loving...
A ghost stole it from you.
Yeah, it was a ghost.
Trying to torment you.
I think it was my wife trying to torment me. Mission accomplished. I think she was like, this will be fun. We'll laugh about it when we're 80. Sorry.
I was just thinking, because of all the trouble we've had putting the show together and trying to get it started, and now we're starting way late at night when it's scary and we're each alone in the darkness. Well, I figured it made me frazzled to just all of these problems putting the show together and trying to get it started. So now I'm frazzled, and maybe that's on topic.
It might be a good thing.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm a little scared. I'm scared to do the show. I'm nervous. Oh shit. Looking over my shoulder here.
This scared is like a failure versus scared of somebody sneaking behind you with a knife and chopping your ears off. I mean, that's a different kind of fear, right?
My failure is hovering behind me, kind of. I'm looking over my shoulder. I'm terrified of my own failure right now. It's lurking around me. Good God.
You're a special man. I think that all the feeling that's going to happen has happened. And this is how panicked I was. I'm sweaty right now. I was running around looking for this cable going, where is it? I can't find it!
And I can hear that you're taking a bunch of pills.
Like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Like, are you doing
He's popping pills.
Acid and like, that's
I'm getting rid of this goddamn anxiety right now. Oh, shoot, I almost took too much. All right, don't let me bore our listener with tales of woe. Let's talk about Halloween. Let's talk about murder and blood and ghosts.
Yeah.
Well, I want to welcome Fun Time Shags.
That's Hi, guys.
Doesn't Shags have a different name for the Halloween episode? It's not Fun Time.
Bitch-ass Trick.
I don't think that's what it is.
Funeral Time Shags.
There we go.
Fun Time.
Mortuary Shags.
Mortuary Shags.
What did you come up with last episode, Jason? It was Uncomfortable Coffin Pillow Shags.
That's right.
Which is really weird. He came up with a name for my wife. I think it was like, the second root that you trip over when you're trying to run away from a murderer.
Yeah. Joe, you got a good memory. This goddamn sobriety thing's working out for you.
Well, congratulations on that, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's all right.
Go ahead, Joe. Sorry.
I'm just saying it's scary how long I've been sober. Boom.
Is that your way of doing Halloween episode? Everything is scary.
Boom.
Until I get into it, I'm just gonna say the word scary, and then if you Jason say something stupid, I'm gonna be like, "Ooh, that was fucking terrifying." Whoa. And yeah, that's what we'll do until we figure out something better to do. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea. So, I know that Shags is right now being attacked by Russians. Russian zombies, bloody Russian zombies, something like that. I was attacked, I told you guys, by a leaf blower in the forest. And Joe, been attacked by anything recently? What was your day like?
My day was terrible, but it had nothing to do with Halloween at all. It was just
Well, that sounds scary.
It's my normal, like, everyday, every episode bitch, where, like, I just working my ass off and I'm tired. Boo-hoo. Boo-hoo. You know what that has in it? Boo, motherfuckers.
Yeah, it sure does.
This is so terrible. Shags, you want to take over the show for me?
Yeah, well, I just have a question. Do you guys believe in, like, astrology or how, like, the moon affects your well-being or whatnot? I mean, I don't even know if I'm saying it right, but,
I used to until I met this Gemini who was really into that shit, and I was like, no, come on.
Okay, well, I mean, just personally, like, the last few days, I have been fucked up. I have injured myself numerous times in the last 48 hours, and I don't know if it's the full moon. I don't know if it's because, well, I'm Scorpio and psychotic myself. It's Scorpio season. I don't know. I'm just wondering do you guys believe in stuff like that?
Let me get this straight, Shags. It's Scorpio season now. I didn't know that.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
It just started.
Jason, are you a Scorpio?
I am.
All right.
So he should know this.
Okay. Well, it's a full moon, and I didn't know that.
Well, I didn't know it was a full moon for you guys too.
There was one 40 hours ago.
It was full here in Texas.
Started to go funky funk in my Mark Wahlberg bunch. So I don't know.
Well, what happened during this full moon Scorpio season?
Okay, guys. Let me just tell you how. Okay. So we were walking Snoop. Everything was fine. And the gardeners were here. Or I'm sorry. The landscapers were here. And they had, there's these drains that are plastic. And they're kind of like a bubble. It's almost like an egg-shaped bubble, but it's plastic, and there's slits through it. Well, they had landscaped, and things had been left above it, so I didn't really see it, so I stepped over it, and I fucking went through a manhole, guys.
Oh, boy.
My foot got stuck, and I ripped a chunk of the back of my foot off, which is really fun when you wear high heels all day. So, and then ever since then, I've injured myself maybe 15 times in the last 40 hours. It's been an epidemic, and I'm just wondering, am I hexed? Is it just the season? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, no, it sounds like
coming right up. Maybe you're cursed.
Maybe it's a full moon
Scorpio Halloween curse.
If I am, then I just would like to publicly say whoever cursed me, bitch.
You know what you should say to them, Shags? You should say,
suck a dick.
That's what you should say.
Suck a dick and suck it well.
Suck it well.
Because this fucker.
I don't know. I'm in a mood.
I'm in a mood too. I've had a hell of a day. I'll tell you what. Most people, like, I was busy today. And I don't mean like, okay, so I had to do twice as much as I usually have to do, which is still 1/4 of what most people do, but for me that's very busy, right? Like, okay, so
got it.
Everybody in this fucking town, you know, Trump's got these embargoes and tariffs on China, so China's like, well, fuck you, dude, and they pull all their money out of the United States. So the banks are short on money. They're starting to call in loans. People are selling their cars to make some cash to sell off their other loans. And like, you can't sell a dirty car, so they're all going to the car wash. So we've got this car wash boom. People are putting up car washes every fucking place. Well, you can't have a dirty car wash, can you? So my job is like quadrupled, which is bullshit, because I want to play video games and eat corn chips and watch horror films. But you do any of that today.
But you're making money, though, right? That's cool.
I'm making money, but it's like one of those things where it's like you can either enjoy yourself or make money, but you can't do both.
Respect.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really curious. What are you guys doing for Halloween? We're all adults, so maybe there's no trick-or-treating involved. But you guys have children that are around that you care for, and and maybe they care about Halloween, or maybe you're going to involve them in this holiday. It's any plans?
Yeah.
Jason, you can take this one.
Well, my boy is only 3 years old, so of course the wife has to dress him up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, last year he was a dragon, I was a knight and she was a damsel in distress or something. The year before that, we were bank robbers and he was a bag of cash. The year before that, nice. He was an extremely huge awesome. Debt because he wasn't born yet. This year, he wanted to be a fireman, so he's going to be a fireman. He's got the hat, he's got the coat, he's got the shoes, or the boots, I should say, and his mom and I are going to be fire. We're going to put on black clothes and put symbols of fire all over ourselves and walk around. And if one asshole makes a joke about pissing on a fire to put it out, I will punch them in the face.
You know what?
Not you guys.
You tell them you are fresh out of fucks to give.
I will. I will say. Went Jason. To the fuck bank today. Overdrawn, asshole. So.
Bitch.
As soon as you said you were dressing up as fire for Halloween, I was just loading up that joke to fire directly at you.
So.
But you told me not to.
No,
so
no.
I'm not going to piss on you to put the fire out.
The caveat. Was you guys can say it. I mean, if like somebody on the street, like I'm walking down the street and some guy on the street comes up and says, "Hey, is he gonna pee on you to put the fire out?" I'm like, you know what? I want this fist back after you get it out of your stomach. And then boom, right in the face.
Well, let me tell you, there's nothing creepier, actually. This has nothing to do with Halloween. I'm going on vacation on Monday to Hawaii. That is the least Halloween-y place.
So spooky. Ever.
And I will be on the beach in Maui on Halloween. And I realized I'm super white and I'm chubby. And I'm gonna be half naked and I'm going to be on the beach. And I realized what I'm going to be for Halloween. And I didn't even plan it. A beached whale.
Oh.
What, on which, Halloween.
Wait.
People
so,
be like, what is that? Is that a beached whale? And I'll be like, no, it's my Halloween costume.
When you say Monday, Joe, that means you guys are catching a flight like at what, 11 p.m. or something? Because we have the show, and I have my cord now, so I'm not gonna be late next time. We're not recording this Monday.
We were recording on Monday because we were gonna do a show from.
No, coming on.
I'm teasing you. No.
In Maui. I don't know.
So you're going to Maui. That was going to be my other question.
From
okay.
Kamana Wanalea.
Oh, very good.
That would be cool. We could do a Hawaii theme show. I've been to Hawaii. Shax, have you been to Hawaii?
You mean Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Do you have a Hawaii? Favorite? I know this Hawaii. Is supposed to be the horror Halloween. Ooh, scary episode, but horror and Halloween.
What if we make it
Hawaii?
A tropical episode, like, and just completely fuck everyone over?
We could do this.
I was going to say, I had silly Halloween jokes that I was going to, like, steal from funny movies and stuff. But you already said one, Shags. Come on, I want to lay you. And I was like, well, when I'm on the beach, being a beach whale, if my dick falls out of my shorts, then you can take a peek of pee-pee.
Oh man!
So
coming in hot.
As long as we keep saying that scary, we can talk about whatever we want to, right? So, Joe, you're going to Hawaii. That's scary. Shags, you've been to Hawaii. That's scary. I've been to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. That's scary.
Yeah, a beach whale with his dick hanging out scares children.
It does. Wait. So I tell you what, obvious. Joe. In the interest of whatever, if we're gonna do an episode from Hawaii, you're being there. I'll save all my Hawaii talk for then. If Shax okay. can't be there, then we'll have to have her catch up, and she'll have to come on another episode and say stuff. Because I love talking about Hawaii.
You guys can lay it down on me later.
Yeah, we'll lay. That was a terrifying pun. So scary, blood curdling. Yeah,
it's funny. I think all the funny Hawaii shit is going to be on the Halloween gone. Show. Right?
Probably, everyone left.
Oh boy. So,
all right. Hey, yeah. Back to scary shit.
Yeah, scary.
I've got like a round table question here. Maybe this will get us in the mood here. What are like the scariest moments maybe lately or in any movie that you have ever seen? And maybe we've talked about this on previous horror episodes, but we can come up with some other stuff. What are like scariest moments in like shows or movies that you've ever seen that just really did a good job for you, scared you?
Shax, you're gonna have to go.
Okay, I mean,
put you on the spot.
I mean, I can't think of like a specific movie or show at the moment. But I mean, I want to say It's got, okay. I got one. Alive. Okay. Alive. It may not be a horror film, but it's based upon the things that you would or wouldn't do to survive. And it questions your humanity. And it's pretty goddamn fucked up.
Was the plane crash the scary part that you're thinking of, or was it when
it was
people were like
the ass? It was the ass.
That was the next thing I was gonna say. Was it the plane crash?
What did you think? People... What did you think I was gonna say? What did you think I was going with this, my friend?
Here, let me tell you. I thought I was like, okay, Shags. She either found the.
Listen, I'm the plane... amateur. Oh.
Damn it! Let me finish. It's either the plane crash. Right? Or I think Shags and many people would find it disturbing when people are kind of like starving and they're like going around hemming and hawing and negotiating about whether or not they're going to start cutting up and eating somebody's frozen butt.
Right?
I mean, that's terrifying. So I thought it was one of the two. And you're saying it was the eating of the ass.
It was the eating of the ass. And I think like progressively as I grew into adulthood, movies and TV shows that displayed things that could actually happen terrified me the most. I'll just say that.
Yeah, that makes sense. In that way, Alive is just a scary movie.
It really is.
The eating of the ass was that freaked me out real good too. Because you can be like, well, if I was in that situation, I guess. Oh God damn it! Yeah, I'd have to have an ass steak.
Are you going to have a piece of ass? Are you going to die, motherfucker?
Right.
Yeah.
So that's for me. How about you, Jason?
It's good.
Well, I think I probably talked about them all in the last Halloween episode. I guess there are listeners who haven't heard that episode, and if there are, shame on you. But, you know, I mentioned the scene in The Exorcist 3 that we talked about.
Oh, yeah, where the nun comes across to chop the chick's head off.
Yeah, and since then... Speaking of nuns, I'm really looking forward to that movie, The Nun. Or did it already come out?
I think it came out, but I haven't seen it. Have any of you?
I did. Laura and I went to see it. Laura Pauline and I really enjoyed it. But you know what? It was pretty scary. But we ended up laughing out loud and probably bothering the other people that were watching the movie. By the end,
I love you.
We just thought it was a laugh riot.
Well, that's the reason to watch these. I do remember watching one of the Conjuring movies that had the nun in it, and when she was nunning around, even though I know there was, you know, I knew there was some nun stuff coming up, it still got me. I was still like, a little shaky. Nuns are...
Well, you know what? You were talking about how actually if you get really freaked out while you're watching a horror movie, it can kind of set you up for a laugh or like a nervous laugh. A nervous laugh can turn into like, you know, a laugh riot. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. We're watching The Nun. Let me see if I can explain this. We were pretty freaked out. It was doing a good job. And there's this character in the movie. I hope there's not too many spoilers here. But there's this young man who we think is dead, and then all this crazy stuff is going on, and there's, you know, ghost nuns and terrifying shit happening all over the place. And all of a sudden, this guy shows up with a gun and starts kind of successfully shooting some of the ghoulish, you know, creatures around. And he kind of saves the day. He also picks up an axe and starts running around successfully, like, fending off all of these, I guess they're ghosts, I don't know. Then it all of a sudden turned into this like Looney Tunes thing, and he did this thing where suddenly he decided he needed to run away, and he was like slipping around and kind of like Scooby-Doo when Scooby-Doo gets scared and runs away. And it was like whoop, 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 and he took off, and we thought it was great.
With suddenly, the Benny Hill music in the background.
Yeah, I thought it was great. And this guy, he has his axe, and eventually he's trying to, like, chop through this door. And he successfully bursts through the door, and he falls down the stairs, again, very Looney Tunes style. And you see him, like, pop back up into the camera after he falls down the stairs. And you see the look on his face, and all of a sudden he looks relieved. And we're like, oh, I guess everything's okay. And then the camera turns to see what he was looking at, and it was, like, a whole bunch of dead nuns with like bloody burlap sacks over their heads. Like, I don't understand. It made no sense that he was relieved. He was like, oh, it's just you guys. And it was like a bunch of fucking dead, like, undead nuns. And I was like, this guy's silly.
This guy's silly. I gotta go see that. I love, my favorite horror genre we talked about before is anything that's horror and religion together. That's just, and speaking of, I mean, your question to answer, the scariest thing, well, not, okay, this is sort of a shift in subject, but it's kind of the same thing. When I was a lot younger than I am now, like preteen, I lived in a house, it was a normal house, and there were, there's a bathroom on the first floor, but it was in a laundry room, and it was definitely an add-on from after the house was originally built, but put there way before we moved in. And I would go in there, and, you know, the laundry room's dark, and you go in, and there's actually a pull chain for light. So I go into the bathroom to use the bathroom, and I would keep the door open, and I would have to, like, I'm actually doing it physically, you can't see it. One foot has to stay against the door, with the other foot is, like, cocked to the side, and I'm trying to, like, strategically aim, you know, my little friend. And because if I didn't do that, if I didn't hold the door
say
open,
say hello to my little friend.
Yeah, my very little friend. If I didn't do that, then Satan would shut the door and then turn off the light and start laughing, and I was just terrified that was going to happen every time. So, yeah,
this
I don't know
is
why.
Real fear, like you couldn't get that out of your head.
Yeah,
you
I
were
couldn't
really
but,
trying to prevent Satan from like putting you in the darkness and laughing at you. Great.
But I had to take a leak, and there was no way in hell I was going to walk up a flight of stairs to do it. Next to the bedrooms. So I was frightened and lazy.
Well, take a chance. Take a chance.
And now I laugh at the idea of Satan. I laugh at you. Watch, I'll be dead tomorrow.
Well, you know what? Laura decided that she's had a long enough week where she didn't even want to be on the show. She just wanted to sit on the couch and watch scary movies. So she's watching scary stuff right now instead of being on the show.
What is she watching?
Which I think is fine. I was really tired. I was like, oh my God, I don't even know if I can do the show. I'd rather watch horror. And so we ate dinner before I came on to the show, and she put on this new thing on Netflix called The Haunting of Hill House.
Yes!
Have you guys watched that?
I'm going into episode 3.
Oh, it's a TV show this time. Okay.
There's, I guess, a whole season now. Maybe two seasons. I think it's new. So
no,
one
no,
season.
It's new. Yeah, I'm going into episode 3. So I haven't. Well, I've seen 2 episodes. It's pretty good. I like it.
The first 15 minutes scared the shit out of me. Let me explain the story that they tell. It's just it's a woman sitting on the couch. You'll remember this, Shags. There's this woman sitting on the couch, and she's like, so, my husband died last year in a terrible car accident. And you're like, all right, sounds good so far. I was like, all right, this is moody. Where's she going with this? And she goes, his car flew off the side of a ravine and landed upside down. And he broke his arm and collapsed his lung. And he was dying. And he was hanging upside down in the car. And he was just honking the horn as long as the whole rest of his life to try and get someone to help him from the road as cars went by, just honking the horn, hanging upside down, dying. And he died that way. And then she said, you know, just the other day I was asleep and I thought I heard a car horn, and then I heard it again and I heard it again, and I looked up at the ceiling and there was my husband hanging upside down, like his broken, bloody body, like hanging upside down. And his head kind of like lurched up and looks her straight in the eye. And then he opens his mouth to scream, and a super loud car horn comes out instead.
Whoa.
Pretty fucked up.
Wait, did they show you all this, or she just told the story?
Oh, sorry. I kept jumping back and forth. I should have just pretended that I was her. But you can tell. It's a scary story. And right after that, I was like, oh, I want to keep watching this. Oh, I'm going to go do the podcast. God damn it.
Sorry. It's all my fault for being late. You wouldn't have got sucked in. I did see the remake of the original film, and I think I read the book, but I can't remember. But I do have Shirley Jackson's, one of her other books, borrowed from the library, so I'm going to try to read it if I can get my shit together. But I'm looking forward to the show,
Shags,
you guys.
Can you help me with this? Because there is the House on Haunted Hill.
Right, which is, well, yeah, there's been several, actually, there's been two unsuccessful movie remakes. Of a book, and not to say that they were unsuccessful, but they weren't as intriguing as them following the family and the circumstances that surrounded their demise, I would say. So it's pretty interesting.
Is this new show based on the same thing? They kind of switched the name up.
It's based on the same thing, but they're not following the typical movie plot that you may know. It's more so based about the family that it affected. So it's very psychological. It's very depressing. It's very dark. It's just right up my alley. I love it.
So Jason, you were saying you read that book then?
Well, I think so. But yeah, it's just confusing because we got The Haunting of Hill House and The House on Haunted Hill. And that's different. And then, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I read.
Well, pretty soon they'll come out with another movie that's called, like, The Hilling of House Haunt.
can I just tell you guys something really, really important?
Yeah.
So the mom in The Haunting of Hill House, am I saying it right? Whatever you guys are watching right now, I don't know.
Yeah.
So she was in, what's the movie with Pauly Shore where he, his name is Crawl. And he...
Come on, you're only picking from three movies here, I think.
Okay, it's not In the Army Now, and it's not in
Son-in-Law.
Son-in-Law, yes! It's the chick from Son-in-Law. Just take a quick look. It's her.
All right.
Carla Gugino or something.
Yes. Oh, yeah, her. I like her a lot. She's been in lots of great stuff.
Right.
Actually,
so
she was just in something scary last year. And anyway, go ahead, Shags. I didn't mean to cut
anyway. No, that's. I immediately saw her, and I'm like, how do I know this bitch? Oh, it's that bitch. So
that's kind of a throwback, though. I mean, that's what was that?
It's a good throwback.
25 years ago, that movie. I think
I just aged myself, but it's true.
Yeah,
and she still looks great.
Right.
Honey is fine. She is just fine.
Well, let me tell you, she was in, you know, lately they're doing all the Stephen King adaptations. I guess they always have been, right?
Yeah,
some of them really suck. Some of them are great.
Yeah.
Just forever they've been doing this, but they keep going. And recently they did this Stephen King story called Gerald's Game.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of that one?
Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't seen that, but I heard of it.
And Carla Gugino or Gugino or whatever her name is, she's in it. And there's only like a couple of actors in it because it's about her husband dying while they have sex. And he handcuffs her to the bed and then dies of a heart attack while they're having sex. And she's handcuffed. So he like falls off the bed and dies. And she's just there. And the whole story is her, what you think is her, like, losing her mind and, like, her husband's kind of ghost/corpse wakes up and starts, like, tormenting her while she's, like, starving and dying of thirst on the bed. It's hardcore.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read
it's a scary
book.
One.
That one I do remember reading that book, yeah. And for what it's worth, just, you know, put this in your cap. Carla Gugino is only a few months older than I am. Yeah, we were born the same year. And that reminds me of a joke I heard a comedian say, which is very funny. When he and his girlfriend were watching TV, they saw Liz Hurley. And for some reason, the people who were talking about Liz Hurley decided it would be important that you know how old she is. So they said, Liz Hurley, 50. And the girl said, wow, she looks like that at 50. I hope I still look that good at 50. And her boyfriend turned to her and said, you don't look that good now. So,
Liz Hurley is hot.
Yeah, so Carla Gugino, you're right, Joe, she's still got it. She's got more than I ever had, even when I was the age she was when she was in the movie with Pauly Shore. So,
you're pretty hot piece of ass for
47.
Yeah, Jason, don't knock yourself.
I don't knock myself. I try to knock myself up, but turns out one, biologically impossible, two, physiologically impossible.
Carla Gugino may or may not like be interested. Like, you just don't say that.
You know, it's like, okay, so we've talked about this before, Joe and I, but might as well recap. If I and Carla Gugino were in a room together and one or both of us were nude and I had gotten a signed consent from my wife, I think that the signed consent would make Carla Gugino scream way more than the sight of my really unattractive naked body. So I think that's in the horror theme. It fits with the scary and the... Because the signed contract would imply, you know... I don't know.
I think the only way you could have sex with Carla Gugino, it would be a lot like Gerald's Game. You would have to handcuff her to the bed, and then you would fucking die of a heart attack while you're having sex with her, and your corpse would lay next to her as she slowly died of thirst.
Wait, I have a question for you guys, though. Have you guys ever had, like, a real supernatural thing happen to you?
Oh, good question.
Or do you think you may have experienced a phenomenon that may or may not be...
I think you'll be disappointed in my answer.
Well, let me decide.
Well, here's my thing. I'm just a chicken shit. So I don't know if I've actually experienced paranormal things. But if I'm... For instance, I had this job where I worked at an office... And there wasn't even like a rumor that the office was like haunted or anything. But if I was the last one there and it was dark, I thought I was hearing all sorts of scary shit. And every single time I tried to lock up and like leave and turn off all the lights, I thought I was being chased by ghosts. And I was just like, oh God, I gotta get the fuck out of here. And again, I don't think there was anything paranormal going on. I just think that I had a panic attack because I was afraid and alone.
Yeah. Aww.
Checks if you had a supernatural experience.
That's a realization. I've not really. I mean, I sometimes I feel like there's something there, but honestly, I definitely think that there's a ghost in my laundry room, but that's not a big deal.
Ghost in your laundry room.
It's not a big deal. You're convinced that it's there.
It's haunting your socks.
Nah,
what's,
who gives a shit?
Yeah, no. Well, because when Jason was just saying that earlier about his story, I was like, oh no. Oh, me too, man. Me too. So there's I feel a presence in the I'm sorry, Joe. You do come over sometimes. So does Laura. I don't think she'll care, but I don't mean to scare you, but I'm pretty sure.
I've established that I'm a weenie boy.
I'm pretty sure.
Halloweeny boy. Anyway,
there may or may not be. I feel a presence in the downstairs bathroom and in the laundry area, and I'm not alone because other people have expressed their thoughts to me unprovoked by me. So, interesting. But it's not like Casper. He's like friendly. I mean, I saged the house. I mean, I think we're good.
You saged the house? Okay. Yeah. I want to make sure you did that.
Saged it all the time. I saged the house.
You're good with the spirits. That's not a big deal.
I mean, we're cool. I mean, I can, something's in there. I don't know. And
see,
yeah.
I don't like it when my shower curtain is closed. When I go in the middle of the night to take a piss, if it's closed, I'm convinced there's like a possessed child floating in the shower stall. And
obviously,
I just pee as fast as I can, get the hell out of
there. It could be a Schrodinger's possessed child situation. You know, like it's there and not there until you open the curtain and see.
You'll float too.
An It reference. Awesome.
An It reference. Hey,
did you guys watch Castle Rock?
No, yeah. I haven't seen it.
It was freaky.
I liked it.
Was it a movie or a TV show? It's a TV show, right?
TV show.
Yeah.
Hulu.
More of that Stephen King stuff, right?
More of that.
Yeah. And he didn't write it, but it's got a bunch of his characters and locations in it. And I guess he put his stamp of approval on it, which is cool.
You know, he's
I could have done with more naked Bill Skarsgård, but, you know, they only did it once. It's fine. I'll live.
Well, any Skarsgård naked, I think, is a favorite of the ladies.
Ooh, I'm going to look up all the Skarsgårds and see if I can find an unattractive one.
It's true.
I'm going to do naked Skarsgård. That's like four A's in a row in Skarsgård, right? Like Skaaarsgård. Skarsgård.
Yeah, and
one of the...
And they got like a double dot over a couple of A's there.
I was going to say there's a little circle over one of the A's. I don't know what that's called.
Or a circle.
Little circle over the A.
Which Skarsgård was it, Shags?
I believe it's Bill.
Oh, so it wasn't True Blood Skarsgård. It was Bill.
No. Not to be mistaken by another.
His little brother, yeah.
Fine-ass Skarsgård.
And that Skarsgård, Bill Skarsgård, I can't say that without saying Gjard. He played the fucking clown Pennywise in the new It.
Yes, he did. He did.
He's not very attractive in that role, is he, Shags?
No, but I wouldn't kick him out of bed.
You would tear his clown makeup off.
Oh, there's Bill.
I mean,
big clown suit. Just tear it off and get busy.
He's just a nice guy at the end of the day. Just don't judge him.
He's a nice guy. Stop. Don't.
He's a nice guy who plays a murderous evil spirit. Hey, speaking of murderous evil spirits, a couple things. We're at minute 35 and we got to pay for the show, but I don't know if you guys want to hear about this, but I went to one of those pay to walk through haunted houses last week with some friends.
No way.
I wanted to do that just so we could have it to speak of on the show. And you did. So
yeah,
how was
I went to one. It was good. So, okay, Joe, stop me if I've told the story because really I don't want to tell it again. I go to these haunted houses with my wife. She loves them. We have some friends. It's kind of a tradition thing. We go at least, you know, once together. And I used to be really, really terrified by the thought of these things. I would, like, get so worked up and scared while I'm standing in line. Then I'd go through, and I wouldn't get scared. So now I've decided, okay, in order to get my money's worth, I'm going to have to be cocky. I'm going to walk through, like, hey, nothing going to scare me, because that's when, you know, hubris happens, and then somebody's going to sneak in from behind and, like, stick a knife in my asshole or something like that. And then I'll be actually scared. So that's what I've been doing for the last several years, and it hasn't worked. It has not worked. I mean, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed the thing. We went to, this is true, I'm not making this up, it was called Nightmare on the Nile because it was being hosted by the Nile Shriners. Not only are there Shriners, ladies and gentlemen, ooh, but there are sects of Shriners, and this particular sect are the Nile Shriners. So we went to their compound, and, you know, what they had was basically five different little areas. So you walk through, and, like, here's the haunted dentist, and here's the crazy dollhouse, and here's the haunted mineshaft, you know, that kind of thing, so... And there was one thing, okay, in my several hundred thousand years of going through these haunted houses, there was one thing that made me go, whoa, for a half second, which has never happened before. So we're in this one house that was all dark, but there was colored paint here and there, and you had to wear 3D glasses, which is kind of a cool idea, right? So everything's like coming at you from the walls. And we walk into this one room that's all polka dots, and I'm in front, and as I'm standing there in the pitch black except for these glowing 3D polka dots, a silhouette of a human being polka dot walked just across my vision and then disappeared. Just no jump, no nothing. Just walked across. I was like, oh! And then I immediately shouted, that was fucking cool, dude! And, yeah, that was... Because I figured it out. I mean, as soon as it happened, it's like, this guy in a black suit. He's got some polka dots on him. It was impressive.
And
but,
that's the shit.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And then after that, we stood in line for an hour to do a 5-minute escape room, which we didn't finish. And we went home. But I love those things.
Never been to one of those escape rooms. Was it a scary one? Don't they have Halloween ones that are supposed to be frightening while puzzling?
Yeah, no, this one wasn't. It was just a really quickie one. I mean, it was only basically one puzzle to figure out. And we figured it out, but then we didn't have time to execute. So,
I just thought of a scary escape room. They lock you in a room. They put a gun to your head, and you have 5 minutes to do a Rubik's Cube, and if you fail, they pull the trigger.
Bye-bye, that would be scary.
That's terrifying.
That'd be pretty scary, yeah. That was fun. Now that took way more time to talk about than I thought it would. We're at minute 40. Do we want to pay for the show and then get back to the action, Joe, or do you want to save for the payment stuff all at the end? What's your druthers?
Let's pay for the show.
Do it.
I got one.
Okay.
I'm going to try and read it live.
Okay, should I put on some spooky background music of some kind?
Yeah, do you have, like, organ?
I'm sure I could find something. I got the YouTubes. I'll do scary organs. No, scary organ music. There we go, that's better. Here, how's this? Turn it up. All right, go.
Oh, wait, now, hold on. I'd like my intro. This is an ad.
Oh. You want an intro. All right, your intro is going to go along with the music.
Stop. I'm going to die.
Sweet. Okay, this is Dracula for President in 2020. I think Mr. Dracula summed it up best when he said,
"Blood! I want to suck your blood!"
Really? What more do you need to hear from a candidate? But if you feel you need more convincing, let's get down to some finer points of qualification. This is a former man who has had the experience of several hundred lifetimes in a leadership role. Hordes of soulless undead, in addition to countless human blood slaves, wolves, bats, flesh-eating mists, and hideous ghouls have been under Dracula's direct supervision for thousands of years. Some even call him Master. Now that's respect, and a clear indication of the leadership skills this country needs. His paranormal accomplishments have been so influential, they were dramatized in works of classic literature. You might argue that Frankenstein's monster could say the same thing, but in fact, he can barely use language. All we've ever heard him say is, "Arrgh," or "Fire bad." Even Mary Shelley, his biographer, would tell you that Crooked Frankie is not well-spoken enough to be fit for governance. Where does Dracula stand on the issues, you might ask? Well, he doesn't stand. He hovers mid-air outside of your third-story window on a moonlit night, casting his unholy shadow across your bed as you sleep. He supports the construction of a castle to keep out the Saxons. Crooked Frankie's campaign may criticize this plan, but Dracula assures us that the Saxons will pay for the castle. Dracula wants to cut spending and your throat, spilling your sweet blood for his consumption. He will increase defense against the sun, garlic, and crucifixes. Basically, Dracula knows what America wants. He knows what you want, because he has already entered your mind and begun to twist your soul toward eternal darkness. Dracula is the only choice. Just look into his eyes.
Look into his eyes.
Remember, Frankenstein's monster is literally crooked. His left arm is much longer than his right. His eyes are different colors and are often looking in different directions. He doesn't know whether to follow his heart or his mind, because those organs were harvested from two separate corpses. Corpses of criminally insane men who were illegally exhumed. The other candidates don't stand a chance. If you're voting for Wolfman, you're barking up the wrong tree. The mummy is old news. Very old. And let's face it, the creature from the Black Lagoon is covered in slime and smells like sewage. Vote Dracula. Give in to his powers of seduction. Fighting will only make it more painful. It is inevitable. Dracula, 2020.
This message was brought to you by Nosferatu.
Oh, shit. Thanks. I'm sorry I stepped on that, Shags.
I loved it. That was amazing.
I am Dracula, and I approve this message.
I liked yours better, though.
Nosferatu.
I wanted to say real quick,
yeah.
Words from our sponsor, they've always been real products,
mm-hmm.
And people might say, "Joe, what are you doing? Why are you doing an ad for Dracula for president?" Mm-hmm. Let me remind you, Dracula is real. Mm-hmm. He was a real dude.
Yeah. I agree.
And yep. Apparently he's immortal.
Yep.
Which is why he's going to run for president.
Yeah.
He has my vote.
Yeah, mine too.
Hey, Joe!
That's what I was going to say. You said it way better.
You could ask someone.
So I got the guys at Larco apparently felt real bad about... Sorry, am I stepping all over the... Are we still done talking about Dracula? We should talk about Dracula. Dracula's more horror.
Oh, no, you got a Larco?
Yeah, I do. So, apparently they felt real guilty because they've been dropping the ball on a lot of the episodes lately. So, they gave me They gave me eight. They gave me eight ads. And I was like, guys, I can't read.
Oh, my God.
I can't read eight ads on the show. They're like, well, just pick one. And I said, okay. And I said, you can do the other ones on other episodes. And I was like, but these are all, I mean, these are all clearly Halloween ads. And okay. they just looked at me like, what do you mean? And I was like, come on. And I mean, they're all clearly Halloween related. And they're just like, we don't see it. It's like, okay. So I'll read you the ones. I'm not going to read them, but I'll just tell you what they were going to be for. Because I'm not going to read them on other episodes. It wouldn't be appropriate. So there was, one of them was Skeletons in the Closet, which is a dating app for incredibly skinny gay guys who haven't come out yet. So that's an interesting one. Oh my God.
Okay.
Skeletomes.
What the fuck?
Skeletomes. Spine-tingling tales of intrigue, suspense, and calcium. Yeah, no, we're not doing that one. Weeby Devils. That's Larco's high-quality demonic possession subscription service. They got one called Bat-09 Tales. I don't even know what that could be. Let's see. Oh, they're doing another film, Best Little Horror House in Texas. It's a musical starring the... Oh, look, it's starring the corpse of Burt Reynolds. That's nice.
No! Yeah.
And there's a... Let's see. Oh, another film they're doing is called Polter Heist. Robbing Banks Just Got a Whole Lot Spookier.
God.
And, the Barbie Duke. The only fashion doll that eats bucketfuls of earthworms in your basement. Okay, so that's nice.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
We're not going to read any of those, but, I'll read you this one because I think it fits our theme. Okay, here we go. I gotta put on my Larco reading voice. Has this ever happened to you? You've put on the clown makeup and sharpened your machete. You're chasing a co-ed with an alarmingly disproportionate breast-to-waist size ratio, and even though she's running down the street and you're only walking, you manage to catch up with her. You raise your machete high in the air. Right as the screechy violins come to a crescendo, you swing at her neck and... she dies. And that's it. Her body does not impossibly take a few extra steps, the head does not go flying through the window of a nearby house, the neck does not erupt... with a gorgeous geyser of red-hot blood, she just keels over and lies there like a smack junkie who ate his last meal 3 days ago. It's the most pathetic, disappointing, flaccid thing you've ever seen since that time when you were a younger man and the erection pills you bought on the street turned out to be carefully carved Flintstone vitamins. In fact, it was that very experience with the girlfriend who looked oddly a little like your mother, laughing at you as you tried to flick Dr. Bonerstein into action, that set off a string of events that resulted in your becoming the psychotic, bloodthirsty serial killer that you are today. Say, speaking of blood-engorged members, wouldn't it be great if there was a drug you could give future victims? Something that would get their hearts really pounding, amp them up with adrenaline, so that as you ritualistically hack off their limbs, they still have a little fight left in them? Good news, you flesh-hungry, misogynistic spawn of Satan. Now there is. Introducing Diagra from Larco. This wonder drug is capable of making sure that next honey who claims to be a virgin but actually slept with the entire junior varsity lacrosse team keeps on screaming as you pull out her entrails, show them to her, and strangle her with them. Crush up a few Diagra and pour it into her lukewarm wine cooler, foisted on her by the future rapist frat boy whose head you've already selected the perfect meat hook for. By the time he's got his hand inside her sweater, she'll be ready for a good chase. Grab his arms and pull them apart until his chest literally rips in half. Scream something about Satan or your dog or your stepdad or whatever, and watch her go. And then give chase, just like the old days. Back before these damn millennials let their tofu this and vegan that and organic who gives a fuck drain all the spirit right out of them. No more questions about whether your machete was locally sourced, or why you think it's okay to wear makeup and commit cultural appropriation against drag queens, or pointing out the necklace of human ears you wear and saying that due to a bad episode of getting their ears pierced when they were 9 years old, just the sight of an ear is triggering you, microaggressive shitlord. Nope, none of that. With Diagra, you'll be manly again. A corpse-fetishizing, organ-fondling, orifice-torturing, human-skin-wearing nightmare version of a hoary demon straight from the pits of hell, but a manly one. Diagra, because sometimes murdering people should be hard.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think I picked the right one out of the group. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. So, Largo?
Yeah.
Please return to whatever one of Hell's portals you escaped from.
They offered me some of this stuff. They said, you gotta try it. I was like, I don't really want to be chased around by a homicidal maniac. I was like, no, that's just a... you don't have to. You can still try it. And I was like, I'm passed, guys. It's fine. They're really, and they're like,
I gotta say, that's the most disturbing product. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very.
But I might buy it. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. I think that if you're going to be chasing around people, trying to kill them, and you know you want them to put up a lot of fight, it would be nice if they just took it voluntarily, right? You shouldn't have to dose people right? just so you can chase them and kill them. They should play along.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's...
You know, there was this this other Halloween-themed kind of LARCO product. I know it exists, but you've never done an ad for it. Maybe the next horror episode you can do it. You've heard of it before, I'm sure, Jason. It's the Cthulhu hoop.
Yes. That's right. The Cthulhu hoop.
Say what?
It's a hula hoop.
I want a Cthulhu hoop.
Oh, there you go. Anyway, yeah, it's a hula hoop, but it's also a portal to another dimension. So if you're hula hooping with a Cthulhu hoop, yeah. Either the top of your body is actually in a hellish dimension.
Yeah.
So you can kind of look around while you're hula hooping. Your legs are still safe on planet Earth in this dimension, but your upper body is...
It's doing battle with the old dimension. Gods, yeah.
Yeah. You fuck.
Yeah, Cthulhu and his friends. Or its friends. So, you know Cthulhu, do we talk about this last time, Joe?
How does that ad go? I mean,
I hope that we get a full ad for it.
It would probably start off with something like, has this ever happened to you? Because it seems like a lot of the LARCO ads start that way.
Well, they hire Clark Marketing Solutions.
That's probably what they do. Do you suffer from not saying enough old gods or something? Yeah. Do we talk about this, Joe? Cthulhu? Like, are you familiar with the mythos of Lovecraft and all that stuff? Are you familiar?
Yeah. Lovecraftian mythos.
And you might... You know, this
Stephen King does it. The Mist is very Lovecraftian.
Yes, it is, yeah.
But you may... are coming through from another dimension. You know about the Shags?
No, I mean, I'm not sure.
Well, I'll say this and then we can move on. The reason I bring it up is because I read somewhere that Lovecraft was... The man was... He was kind of terrified of women. And apparently... This was something that was a result of his very overbearing mother. And I'm not making this up. I am not making this up. But
oh, my God. Cthulhu is his fucking overbearing mom?
It's not just his mom, but if you look at the way Cthulhu looks, it's his mom's vagina.
Oh,
no.
My.
Yeah.
Stop. No.
The way he describes Cthulhu, it's his mom's vagina with tentacles.
No, stop.
Yeah.
You know what? Just to put a cap on this Lovecraftian conversation, he was also a terrible fucking bigot. And
No. I'm really interested now. Don't put a cap.
What, you want to hear the description? Yes. The symbolic description?
I've never read any Lovecraft myself, so I can't vouch for this. But I can tell you that I've been in situations where I was face-to-face with some pretty scary anatomy, so I'm not saying it's out of the question. I'm just saying that...
But a vagina with tentacles?
Yeah.
Come on.
Lovecraft? Okay. Joe, be honest. Let's say you're getting ready to get busy with Carlo Gigono. What's her name? Carlo Gigani, you know?
Goody, goody.
Good enough.
And she dropped her drawers, and she's got some tentacles whipping around and down here in her nether regions. You'd still go for it, wouldn't you?
No, I run away from Cthulhu hooches.
Cthulhu hooches.
Cthulhu hooches.
Cthulhu cooters.
They scare me.
You run away from the
Cthulhu
cooters.
No Cthulhu cooches for me.
All right, I don't know.
I can't pronounce that right. Cthulhu hooches.
Is it Cthulhu hooches? Is it Cthulhu hooches or Cthulhu cooters?
Okay, well, then I have a question for both of you. Is there a good type of bad guy? Like, is there someone you would go for? Like, what's like? Okay, so like Dracula,
he's sexy,
Wolfman,
yeah.
Wolfley. I mean, like, who? I don't know. Like, who's okay? Who's okay then?
Well, yeah, clearly
who gets the pass?
So okay, I guess what you're basing this off of Joe saying. Vagina tentacle Carla Giguno does not get a pass.
Right, but who gets
a pass? And now Cthulhu as a villain, I don't even want to fucking
think about him anymore. You can preface, you know, movies. Like, I don't... Who's okay?
You're just asking me for a villain that I like?
Yeah, basically.
Even though he's a terrible murderer, I'm going to go with a classic. I think Hannibal Lecter is just awesome.
I like that. Okay, that's a great answer. Okay, why though? Why? Because he's just...
He just says the most witty, terrible things to people and scares the shit out of them. It's mostly just the way he stares right at you and then says something really fucking bad. But it's articulated and kind of nuanced and fucks with your head. Like he does it for you.
He does it for you. Okay, I like that.
You know what my favorite thing about Hannibal Lecter is? That his face doesn't look like a vagina with tentacles. I'm sold.
You know, it's a good day.
Yeah.
What is that on your what's that meetup app? The app for the dating. The swipe meet app.
Tinder?
Tinder. Your Tinder bio says, hey, if you don't have a vagina with tentacles, swipe left. Or it probably says if your vagina has tentacles, swipe right. Is it left or right is accept or pass? I don't know.
I'm not sure. But what about Carla Doogie Doogie?
We have just given up on saying her name, right? What about Carla Doogie Doogie? Yeah.
Is it a hard pass or is it a swipe right? I think it's swipe right, guys. I think I got it.
I like the way you took this this conversation, but I'd like to take a hard turn. Because I need to change the subject.
You don't want to talk about Bigfoot? Oh, damn.
No, I have to get this off my chest before the show ends. They are making a new version of Pet Sematary. Yes. Did you know that?
I saw
the trailer, bro.
Did you think the trailer was scary? Did you see the trailer?
I did, but some people I spoke to think it's ridiculous and they should, you know how it is. It's like there's the people who are like, don't touch the original, you know. And
yeah, that's
I thought it was cool, but I mean it wasn't like
mind-blowing. I'm torn cuz I thought it was kind of a scary, you know, I'm going to watch it. Of course I am. But I am one of those people where I think Pet Sematary was perfectly scary and just a great movie. And why the hell would you ever want to remake it? I don't know if you have any thoughts about this, Jason, but I wanted to say this. They do the sometimes dead is better thing that, you know, you hear that on our show all the time. And that's Fred Gwynn saying it in a Maine accent, you know, like a New England accent. And it's just great. And they have in the I can't believe this, in the preview for the new Pet Sematary, they have, oh man, who's the actor that's playing the guy this time? It's he's a really good actor.
Fred Durst.
No, motherfucker, no.
No, it's not Fred Durst.
He was from Third Rock from the Sun. He was in Twilight Zone, the movie.
Oh yeah, an Gordon
Gentleman.
Gordon Lithgow. Lithgow? Lithgow.
Yes, John Lithgow.
John Lithgow. Gordon's brother.
Yeah, and so they have him doing that line, and it's not in a Maine accent, and it sounds all like Weenie Boy, and it just it makes me so disappointing.
Sometimes dad is better.
Yeah. Sometimes. That's what I did it at the beginning of the show. I tried to do my impersonation like, sometimes dad is better. Like, what? Are you fucking kidding me, guys? Anyway, I'm going to watch it probably 5 times, so joke's on me.
Hey, you know, Joe, speaking of movies and remakes, Peter Jackson is going to do a digital update of Dead Alive. Like, the remastered version's coming out.
Woo, right on. We were talking about that last time, Shags. Dead Alive is the goriest movie that I've ever seen. So if you're
really?
Into gore,
I've never seen it. I'm not into gore. I'm into, like, real.
Well, there's
like
a bunch
shit
of
shit that could like really happen.
Well, you know, people can really have their
like
entrails
a lot.
Pulled out.
I mean, I know. I mean, yeah, I get that. I know. Maybe I'm just like biased.
No, I'm with you. I don't like the gore either. Joe, likes gore.
I don't want that to happen to me, so I'll just pretend that people like that are not in my physical realm.
Yeah.
Well, Shags, in Dead Alive, there's a room full of zombies, and these zombies bleed, and they bleed profusely. So not all zombies do that, but this guy, in order to handle the room full of zombies, he brought in a lawnmower, turned it on, held it upright, and ran through the room, chopping all the zombies to little bits, and there's arms and eyeballs and shit flying everywhere, and he's slipping around on the blood like Looney Tunes, like, whoop, 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 whoop. It's great.
Oh, okay. Well, that actually sounds really entertaining.
It is. It's also a funny movie, but it's there's a whole lot of blood and guts and limbs flying through the air.
Blood and guts and limbs. Oh my!
I'm fine with that.
You know, we're gonna have to wait till the next horror episode, but I've been. Now I'm so obsessed with the Maine accent and its connection to Stephen King and Pet Sematary and everything that last night I just started talking in that episode. Anything that came to my mind, I just started talking to my wife in that episode or in that not in that episode in that accent. And it was so much goddamn fun that the next time we do a horror episode, I want you guys to bring me silly things to say, and I'll say it in the Stephen King Maine accent.
Tell me to park the car.
Or hey, or aloha.
Where are your car keys?
My car keys are in my left pocket. need to pull the keys out in order to start my car.
Say, does your vagina have tentacles?
I sure hope not.
Now, Jason, I'm going to ask that you stop this music because
you can't sleep tonight.
No, there's a very good reason. Please, Jason.
I'm listening. Tell me what your reason is, and if I like it, I'll stop it.
Well, I have an argument for cancellation.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It took me so long to put together that we've got to hear it before the end of the show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For sure. So where
and
is
I'll
it?
I'll make it quick. I'll make it quick.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Sometimes I like the music.
That is better.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the very scary Arguments for Cancellation. I'm just because.
Anyway, this speaks for itself. We have a bunch of... We just hammer on the theme of gore and stupid horror shit all the time. It's childish. Just hit it. This is JB Cemetery.
Here we go. And here we go. One more time. There we go.
Christ was crucified on a Friday. Eek, 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 eek.
Oh, that's pretty gory shit.
Satan wants to get his witches together.
Shall we just talk about witches?
Cool.
But we're right here.
She chops some bitch's arm off, chopping dudes' heads off.
Chop your head off with my chainsaw. You're the token female who gets ritualistically slaughtered by the maniac.
Scary assholes. Tracking down sexual teens to murder them. A lot of blood.
There is.
So much blood.
Life is good, but, you know.
Death is better. I get it.
I cut my fucking fingers off. Okay, look, guys. We're werewolves, not swearwolves, okay?
Blended in a shredder with broken bones of school children, then mixed with screams of tortured victims, choked on their own entrails, and regurgitated fecal matter scraped from the coffin lids where we trapped our victims after gouging out their eyes with a spoon.
Ooh, motherfucker!
Would you like an hors d'oeuvre? Or would you prefer a double beluga pazuki bun booger burger?
Jesus Christ, I sliced my dick off. There's fucking motherfucking blood everywhere.
Yeah, you convinced me our show is shit.
I think.
You just fucking convinced me.
Happy Halloween, motherfuckers.
Sometimes dead is better.
Sometimes dead is better.
Okay, so that's it.
I guess that'll do it.
Yeah. Good job, yeah, Joe, as always.
Live your life.
Live your life. You know what I think would be awesome? Your musical background reminded me of it. I want somebody to walk around behind me, and every time I enter a room, they play just a cello, just a cello note. Just, that's it. Just all right, I walk in.
That's a backdrop. It's yeah, backdrop.
Like, hey, Jason's here. Yeah.
All I know is next time I hang out with Joe, I'm going to fucking hide in the bathroom. 100% it's happening.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Yeah. I know what Laura Pauline needs to do to give Joe a little bit of a spook.
I'll shoot her a text. Yeah. I'll shoot her a text. Be like, hey, you mad at him today?
Prosthetic tentacles will do the trick.
Oh, man, I hope you don't actually really do that, because I'll, like, lose control, and we'll probably have to, like, get into a real physical fight in my bathtub. I don't want you to beat me to death in
Jesus
my own bathtub.
Maybe Jesus barking Christ will save you.
My God.
So this show outro was a little bit shorter, Joe. Should I play the other one?
We'll start it from the beginning. See, you started it too late. And we'll just hear it out. It's shorter than our normal Rogue Sop, so.
I started at the beginning. It's going right now. It's just quiet at the beginning. Hey, everybody, listen to Quality Podcasting. This is the third time we're listening to an outro.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
No, I'm serious. Well, look, it's playing right now. Now it starts. Is that the beginning or is that the middle?
Yeah. No, that's not the beginning.
Yeah, so it's silent for the first 12 seconds there, buddy.
Oh, well, I just gave you the wrong clip. That's all.
Yeah. Well,
you know what? Let me tell you.
45 seconds.
I put a lot of work into it, and I don't know, you might notice as we go out, some of the percussion is hedge clippers. I played hedge clippers to make this music.
All right, I'll see you guys.
I mean, you guys are the best.
You're the best.
How do you even sleep at night knowing you're so epic?
Oh, thanks, Shag. Happy Halloween.
I'll show you how. That's how I sleep at night.
Did you just break some crackers?
Oh, no, that's... Good night.
Oh, give me one. Good night.